Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Oh, look, Amy, whilst it's quiet, can you pop out and get some more pickle, please?
Mum, how many times have I said that we need to buy more of everything? We can't keep running out of things.
I thought we had another jar.
Oh, okay. So how many do you want?
Get two.
Where's the money? Oh, okay, I'll get three. I won't be long.
Where's she off to?
I asked her to go and get some pickle.
Oh, she could have got some more mayonnaise as well.
Oh, okay, I'll phone her. Do we need anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, it won't be a minute.
Garden Isle Cafe, how can I help you?
Oh, who's that?
Connie.
Connie, it's Vince. Can you give Helen a message, please?
Well, yes, but she won't be a minute.
Look, can you tell her that I'll be home in 2 weeks? Sorry and all that. There's been a problem.
Well, if you hang on, she won't be a second.
Look, I've got to go.
Well, why don't you phone her mobile?
Sorry, I can't hear you. Just tell her... Okay, tell her I'm sorry.
Oh, great.
So, Penny, what do you think?
Jim, I've told you before I'm not going to talk about it.
Oh, come on. What do you think about it now?
Jim, read my lips. I don't talk politics. Weren't you ever told that you don't talk politics and religion?
That's over dinner.
Dinner and at work.
Well, you must have an opinion.
I do. You're being a right pain in the...
Oh, OK, I get the message.
At last.
Penny, the other thing I wanted to ask you is, did you speak to Connie?
Oh, yeah. Look, I'll tell you that later. I've got to get on.
Penny, was she okay?
Look, Jim, Michael's on the prowl and I'm not going to get caught for chatting. I'll see you later.
I spoke to Amy and, gosh, didn't she moan? So, if you think we're getting low on anything, please do tell me. Okay? Connie, what is it?
Vince just phoned.
Vince? What is it? What's going wrong?
No. He's okay. But he said he'll be home in 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Why didn't you get me?
Well, he seemed rushed and it was a bad line.
Oh.
Helen, it's only one more week. These things happen and he did seem really sorry.
Well, I should have spoken to him.
I know. I did try.
Oh, I wonder if he'll ever come home.
Of course he will. He said he couldn't wait to come home.
Did he?
Yep. He said to tell you that he missed you and he couldn't wait to see you.
What did she say?
Oh, I spoke to a waitress. Helen was busy, thank goodness.
Oh, but you must speak to her.
I will, but I'll phone her just before I go home.
Well, why didn't you surprise her?
Well, I could do, but I don't think she will like surprises.
Oh, well, that's up to you, mate. Right, do you want another one before we go down to Saprino's for lunch?
Yeah, why not? This is a damn good idea of yours.
Well, it made sense to me. I've got a week off, so by delaying your holiday by a week, we can see some of the local sights. Anyway, who wants to rush off and work at a cafe?
Oh, I know, and seeing the sights last night, well, they were amazing.
Oh, it's Penny.
Hello, Connie.
Hi. Are you all right?
Yeah. I just wondered if you wanted to meet up later.
Yeah, OK. Where?
Adams.
What time?
6.
Yeah, OK. I'll see you then.
Are you OK?
Yeah, sort of.
Jim, before you go, can I have a word?
Yeah. Well, I'd have to be quick. I want to catch Penny before she goes.
The thing is, Jim, I feel like such an idiot.
Ah, what about Michael?
Yeah. I really did believe him.
Well, don't worry about it.
But I feel everyone's laughing at me behind my back.
So what if they are? Don't worry. We could have all done the same thing.
No. No one else would have been so stupid.
Well, no one got hurt, so don't worry.
But I feel so embarrassed.
Look, Debbie, in a week's time, everyone will be talking about something else. and I've forgotten all about it.
Really?
Yeah, believe me. There'll be something far more important for everyone to gossip about. There always is. Ah, Penny, I thought I'd missed you.
Sorry, Jim, I can't stop.
Have you spoken to Connie?
No, not yet.
Well, when will you?
In a minute. I'm going to see her now. So I'll see you tomorrow.
Penny, phone me.
Hi, Penny. You're late.
Oh, I had a quick drink with Connie. What are you up to?
Here you are. Come on, sit down. And here you go. And there's some nibbles.
Okay, what's going on? What do you want?
Penny, will you make up the foursome?
Oh, that!
I can't wait any longer. So please tell me, is it yes or no?
Where are we supposed to be going?
Wherever you want.
Mm. And it's you, me, Jim and Michael?
Yes. And it won't be late. We can eat and then go. And I'll treat you.
To steak?
Anything, Penny. Just please say yes.
Yes, okay.
Oh, Penny, I love you. And I promise it will be a good night.
I hope so. Look, doesn't Jim know anyone else other than Michael?
Oh, I don't know. But it's Michael who wants to see you.
Oh, great. This gets worse. No, okay. No, I'll come. But only this time. Never again, okay?
Oh, thank you, Penny. Now, what shall I wear?
Nothing too revealing.
I don't have anything like that.
I know. That's the problem.
Problem? I don't see a problem.
Hello?
Penny, it's Jim. Did you speak to Connie?
Yes, I did.
And what did she say?
Well, she didn't say anything about you.
Nothing?
No, honestly, not a word.
Well, did she ask you about work?
No. All she talked about was the cafe. It seems Vince isn't home yet, and that's upsetting Helen.
Ah. Ah. So I don't need to worry?
No, I don't think so. Honestly, she's more concerned about her job. Oh, and she did say Jill is much better.
Really? Well, that's brilliant. Oh, that's such good news. OK. Anyway, thanks for talking to Connie. I am very grateful. Oh, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you and Kathy next Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Won't that be nice?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.